What's more gripping than a 69-foot putt? Aaron Rye's rise from plastic clubs to PGA champion.
I'm Vixie Steele, feeling like I just aced the 17th at Sawgrass today. Buckle up, folks. We're cranking it loud and talking golf with teeth.
Okay, here's something worth talking about. Aaron Rye, English pro from Wolverhampton, parents of Indian descent, plays both sides of the Atlantic like it's a quick bus ride. He's bagged trophies in Europe and the States. Hong Kong Open in 2018, Scottish Open in 2020, where he iced Tommy Fleetwood in a playoff, Wyndham Championship in 2024 on the PGA Tour, Abu Dhabi in 2025, yep, beat Fleetwood again, and then the big one, 2026 PGA Championship at Aronimink. Final round 65, and that insane 69-foot birdie bomb on 17. That was the dagger, mate. But listen, the origin story is bonkers in the best way. Kid gets clipped by his brother's hockey stick at age 4, mum buys plastic golf clubs so he doesn't, you know, lose an eye, and then suddenly he's living at Three Hammers Golf Complex, joins Patchell Park at 5, and here we are, major champion. How the hell does a hockey stick mishap turn into career-annihilating pressure on Sunday afternoons? That's life's chaos engine at work. And to be fair, it's glorious. Let's map the climb, because it wasn't some golden ticket. He turns pro in 2012, grinds the Euro Pro Tour in 2014 and 2015, wins the Glenfarclas Open in a playoff in 2015, jumps to the Challenge Tour in 2016, comes close, doesn't quite make it, margins are razor thin, then 2017 hits like a thunderclap, wins the Kenya Open by 3, his mum Dalveer's first time back in Kenya since 1970. They hug on 18. It's real, not PR fluff. Then Andalusia Match Play 9. He switches gears to a shootout format and still wins. Le Vaudreuil wins by 5. That triple triggers the fast-track promotion to the European Tour. Not normal. Rebel move. He didn't wait for permission. He took the escalator marked closed and jammed it to the top. And the family thread matters. Dad Amrik Singh, born in England to Indian immigrants, community work, amateur tennis guy. Mum, Dalveer Shukla, Kenya to England as the teen, mental health nurse and aerobics instructor. Three older siblings, the house was discipline plus hustle with a side of sport. That Kenya win wasn't just a trophy, it was heritage, memory and a homecoming. That kind of weight in your chest can make a person bulletproof when it's a one-shot playoff and everyone else is breathing heavy. Fast forward. He learns fast on the European Tour, then tries the US pipeline. 2021 Boise Open, Corn Ferry Finals. He's leading, then double bogeys the last. Ugly. But the bigger mission is locked. PGA Tour card secured. That's outcome management, not vibes. And then he lives in Jacksonville. Trains at TPC Sawgrass like a lunatic. Sticks an ace on that island green 17 in 2023. If you've stood on that tee, even in a daydream, you know it's a heart rate test. That shot doesn't forgive half measures. By 2024, he wins the Wyndham, racks 5 other top 10s, makes 14 straight cuts, and sneaks into the Tour Championship without a single signature event invite. Read that again. No velvet rope, no fancy RSVPs, just relentless week in, week out results. That's the blueprint for the uninvited. That's punk rock golf.
All right, controversial question time. What if that 69-footer at Aronimink doesn't drop in 2026? He was 2 back to start Sunday, storms to the lead late, but if that monster putt slides by, you're staring at the 72nd hole with a thinner cushion. Rahm lurking, Alex Smalley charging, the crowd ready to flip the energy. You can feel the oxygen leave the arena. I swear, those moments change your heartbeat. My take. And yeah, no, I'm not softening this. Without that putt, a playoff is bloody inevitable. Call it physics of pressure. When the hero shot doesn't fall, the next tee shot gets heavier. The fairway shrinks. On a major Sunday, one missed yardage, one skid in the rough, and Rahm's in your rear view with the high beam on.
That 17th putt was a psychological sledgehammer. It told everyone, including himself, this thing is over. Go write the engraving. That's not luck. That's a closer closing.
Disagree with me? Shout back. Tell me he still closes. Tell me Smalley blinks. Tell me Rahm yanks an iron. Drop your takes. Bring your receipts. But don't come at me with that corny putts a random line. Not on a 69-footer with a major on the line. Not when the roll is pure and the stroke is fearless. That was dagger energy, and it won the day. And while we're giving flowers, respect where it's due. His personal life's got built-in understanding. He's married to Gaurika Bishnoi, a pro golfer from India. Two golfers under one roof, living out of suitcases, chasing daylight and yardages. That's not cute Instagram couple goals. That's logistics, grind, and someone who knows exactly why your thumbs are chewed up after a windy four-rounder. That partnership is steel. Personal tangent, because why not? Back in school, gym class hockey, I'm hacking around like a sleep-deprived raccoon. Ball pinballs off a stick, off someone's ankle, straight into the net. Accidental hero. The room goes nuts. Coach yells my name like I meant it, and something flips. Suddenly, sports isn't just for the shiny people with perfect kits and smug faces. It was messy and random, and maybe, just maybe, I could be dangerous on a good bounce.
That one fluke changed my posture. You stand taller when the universe gives you a wink.
Rye's hockey stick moment turned into plastic clubs, turned into three hammers reps, turned into a Ronamink fireworks. Sometimes the door you walk through is the one you never aimed at. And it's beautiful chaos. That's what I'm talking about.
Look, the truth is, sports careers are a rigged carnival and a cathedral at the same time. You practice like a monk, and then a gust of wind, a dimple, a bounce decides whether you're a legend or a footnote. It's maddening. It's why I love it. And it's why I'm yelling about a single putt like it's the moon landing, because sometimes one roll really is the revolution. Final thought. Yeah, I'm heated. If you're grinding on the outside, learn from Rye's route. No invitations, no signature events. Just turn up, make cuts, stack points, hit your number. Be the rebel who doesn't wait their turn. The gatekeepers will act shocked when you kick the bloody door in. Good. Make them clutch their pearls. That's the good shit right there. And to the purists who whine that a 69-footer is just luck. Mate, I've had it with this fucking nonsense. Luck shows up. Courage tells it where to go. Aronimink, 17th green. That was courage. End of story. Anyway, raise a glass for an English kid from Wolverhampton, sharpened at three hammers, living at Sawgrass, who's put a major on the shelf and a chip on his shoulder. Hell yeah, now we're talking. More of that, less of the corporate claptrap, more rebels, more bombs from downtown, more Sunday fists in the air. Fuck the gatekeeping, play your game and make them deal with it.
All right, that's all I got. Go do something useful and don't forget to tune in tomorrow.